Special celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? All right, kids, are you ready to meet your new classmates? Yeah! You know him as a member of the chart-topping musical group NSYNC. He attended St. Mary's Mother of Jesus Elementary. Please welcome Joey Fatone. Joey, how are you?
I'm good, Benson.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you. Oh, that's a handsome devil there.
If I'm the teacher, I look at that and I think, here comes trouble.
Yeah, look at the devil in disguise right there.
This made me laugh out loud. It's because you're the baby in your family.
Yes, I am.
And it said that when you went to high school, that the teacher said, what? Oh, not another Fatone.
Yeah. Yeah, they knew what they had because they had my sister and then my brother and then there was me.
Now, what kind of kid were you?
I mean, you know, I got in trouble every now and then, a little detention here and there. Shh. I didn't say that.
Yeah.
You're laughing at
that. And I have to tell you, one of my favorite redneck jokes that I ever did was, if you think NSYNC is where your dirty dishes are, you might be a redneck. Yeah, you got an NSYNC joke out of it.
Fantastic.
Now, you're playing for charity today. Tell everybody about it.
It's the Fatone Family Foundation. And we do a whole bunch of charity events throughout the year. And we raise money for children's charities, like Arnold Palmer Hospital. And we do a thing called Camp Boggy Creek. And
yeah,
stuff like that,
yeah, so. The Arnold Palmer Hospital.
Yeah, we're doing, we're doing a music therapy lab is what it's going to be.
Well, welcome to our classroom. Now, here's the cool thing about this class. We let you cheat in here. We encourage cheating in here. Here's some good news, Joey. Let me introduce you to your new classmates. We've got Jordan, Danielle, and Ty. All right, Joey, pick one of them. Let's get started.
I'm gonna go with Danielle.
Danielle, ladies first.
Yes, let's do it.
Let's find out, is Joey Fatone smarter than a fifth grader? Okay, let's get started. Pick your first subject.
I'll get the worst out of the way because I'm terrible.
Geography.
First grade U.S. geography.
U.S. geography. And I would imagine within NSYNC, did you guys go to all 50 states?
Pretty much, I would say.
A lot of them. And people think when you're performing like that, that you get to see the country.
You don't.
You get to see the airport.
The airport, the venue.
The venue and the hotel room. Maybe, yeah, that's it. All right, well, hopefully this is one of those places you've been. For $500, Joe, here's the first question. Of the 50 U.S. states, which one extends the farthest north? Of the 50 U.S. states, which one extends the farthest north? All right, Danielle has locked in her answer. Talk it out.
Oh, gosh. I'm terrible at this. I'm thinking Alaska. You know what? We'll lock it in. Alaska!
Would it make you feel any better if I told you Danielle said Alaska?
I'd be very happy.
You are both absolutely correct. It is Alaska! There we go. Good start. Seven more. Your choice.
Second grade grammar.
Oh, we'll do second grade grammar.
Second grade grammar. For $1,000, Joey, here's the grammar question. What is the past tense of the verb pass? To pass, will pass, passed. What is the past tense of the verb pass? To pass, will pass, or past? Danielle has locked in her answer.
I think I'm gonna go with, I'm thinking C, past.
Okay.
You know, like I passed gas. I don't know, is that working in a sense?
You know, right? I didn't want to say anything, but.
I'm trying to use it in a sentence.
Sure,
you know?
Use it in a sentence.
I'm gonna lock it in.
Past. Joey. You are 100% right. It is past C. There we go. You got $1,500. Let's keep the winning streak going for your charity.
All right.
What subject?
I'm going to do third grade vocabulary.
Third grade vocabulary.
Not good?
It's
Let's figure it out.
It's worth $3,500, Joey. Here's the question. Which of the following refers to a narrow canyon with steep walls? Crater, gorge, or delta? Which of the following refers to a narrow canyon with steep walls? Crater, gorge, or delta? Danielle has locked in her answer.
You know what? I think, because I know it's not crater. That's one of the big things, like a little meteor probably goes in, and delta, I don't know. I think it's B. I'm going to lock it in.
We're going to lock in. I like that deductive reasoning there. And you know, whatever gets us there, the correct answer is actually B. Gorge. You're absolutely right. We're on our way to $250,000. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? You're doing great for the charity. You got $5,000, 3 for 3 on the test. Danielle had to return to her desk. You need to pick between Jordan and Ty now.
I will pick Jordan.
Jordan, come on up here. All right, every grade is available up there.
No, math.
You know what? Let's get the hard ones still out of the way. Let me go to fourth grade world history.
Fourth grade world history.
Get it out of the way, right? Let's get it out of the way.
That's a scary one. Anywhere, anytime, world history. For $7,500, here's the question, Joey. In the 13th century, Marco Polo traveled from Italy to the court of Kublai Khan in what modern-day country? In the 13th century, Marco Polo traveled from Italy to the court of Kublai Khan in what modern-day country? All right, Jordan's locked in his answer. You know what was the hard thing is he had to swim with his eyes closed the entire way.
Right, you're on Marco Polo.
Yeah.
What modern day country?
Huh. What do we know about Kublai Khan?
I know Shaka Khan.
I think that was his sister. Yeah.
You know what? Maybe Asia would be something like that? China or Japan or...
Let's go before these kids are old enough to drive out of here. What are you thinking?
I think I have to ask Jordan to help me out on this one.
Well, you've got two cheats. You've got a peek, which means you can look at your classmate's paper, see if you like his answer or not. If you don't like it, you can go with something else. You've got a copy, which means you must take the answer he's written down.
Let me peek. I'm going to lock that in.
Okay. Going to peek.
A little unsure.
In the 13th century, Marco Polo traveled from Italy to the court of Kublai Khan in what modern-day country? Jordan says he thinks it's... India. Now, you had it down between China and Japan.
I'm confused now. Why didn't I study more often?
Well, this doesn't come up a lot in daily conversation.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I talk about Kublai Khan all the time. Don't you?
Yes. I've got his last two albums. So Marco Polo.
He was in Italy.
Do we know anything about Marco Polo's travels?
Yes, I do, actually. I was on a vacation with my daughter. And we talked about Marco Polo when we were in Italy, right?
Yep.
So where did Marco Polo go?
You know what? I think it might be China now. You know what? I'm going to lock that in. China. Why not?
Well, you had three of them you were juggling there. Let's check with your daughter. What do you think?
I think he's correct.
You think he's correct?
Yes.
At least you have the confidence in me. Thank you.
Yeah. Dad got a vote of confidence. Actually, Joey, it was in China. You're absolutely right.
I can't believe I pulled that number. Wow.
Woo. Never a doubt.
Never a doubt. Okay.
Look at the board. You've got $12,500. I've got that amount remaining up there. We've got one subject at every level.
Math. Let's do fourth grade math.
Fourth grade math. Big question. Correct answer takes you to $20,000.
All right.
You good at math?
No.
No.
But I know Jordan is. He seems very confident.
You good at math, Jordan?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Sweet.
For $7,500, here is the math question. What is the product of the third multiple of 3 and the fourth multiple of 4? What is the product of the third multiple of 3 and the fourth multiple of 4? All right, Jordan has locked in his answer. What is the product of the third multiple of 3?
So third multiple of 3 would be 9. And then the fourth multiple, 4, is 12. No, I mean, sorry, not 12, 16. So 16 plus 9, I mean, yeah, 3, 6, 9, 16 plus 9 is 25. I'm gonna have to say 25. I'm gonna lock it in.
The answer, worth $7,500, is coming up right after this. Welcome back to a celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Now, before the break, we asked a fourth grade level question. You said 25.
Yeah, because 16 plus 9, 10, 11, 12.
Danielle, what did you say?
I said 144.
Ty, what'd you say?
144.
Darn it! So that means I got it wrong, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah, you did get it wrong. They are correct. It is 144, not 25. You were right on everything.
I just
you
didn't multiply. Added them. I added it. I don't know why
you
I added
them and didn't multiply. We still got $5,000 on the board. Let's go get this money, see if we can turn it into $50,000. We got first, second, or third grade. What would you like?
Third grade U.S. history.
Third grade U.S. history, okay. It's worth $3,500. The third grade question is this, Joey. What was the first and last name of the second First Lady of the United States? What was the first and last name of the second First Lady of the United States? All right, Jordan's locked in his answer. Let's break this down. Let's talk it out.
Well, the first and last name of the second First Lady. I'm terrible at this stuff. I have absolutely no idea.
Really?
I really have no idea. You know what? I'm gonna have to copy, because I have absolutely no idea. I'll be honest. You know what? I'm gonna have to copy.
Lock that in.
I'm gonna copy.
All right, let's take a look at the board. Let's see what your 10-year-old classmate Jordan said. He said he thinks it's Mrs. Adams. I need clarification from you, because the last name is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
It is Mrs. Adams, but what was Mrs. Adams' first name?
Rachel?
It's not Rachel Adams. Danielle, once again, had it right. Who is it?
It's Abigail Smith Adams.
Abigail Smith Adams.
Of course!
Of course!
Abigail! I mean...
Believe it or not, I just watched the John Adams video thing. I actually knew
really?
That one. I'm so happy when I know one. All right, let's win you some money. $1,500 up there. We can still turn it into $15,000. We got second grade animal science, first grade nature.
Second grade animal science.
Second grade animal science. For $1,000, Joey, here's our second grade question. True or false? Chimpanzees are members of the ape family. True or false? Chimpanzees are members of the ape family.
That should be a true. I'm gonna lock that true.
Think that should be true? Give the man $1,000. Can we turn this into $15,000? We're gonna find out when we come back. Welcome back to Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? It's THQ Giveaway Week and Celebrity Week. Joey Fatone is with us. We've got $1,000 trying to get this last question, first grade nature, playing for the Fatone Family Foundation that does a lot of good stuff for a lot of people. You good at nature?
Love it.
We're about to find out. For $500, here is the first grade question. This is a leaf from what species of tree?
This leaf is the national symbol of Canada and also shares its name with a type of syrup.
Maple Leaf. I'm gonna lock it in. Maple Leaf.
Maple Leaf. You like that, Brianna?
Yes, I do.
You like it. And a maple leaf comes from what kind of tree?
Maple.
Actually comes from a money tree, because you are absolutely right. It
All
is
right.
a maple tree.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah.
There we go. We got $1,500. Right. Nice recovery there.
Thank you.
All right, Joey, here's where we stand. You got $1,500. We can put that in the Fatone Family Foundation right now.
Right.
Do something good for somebody. But I've got a fifth grade bonus question that multiplies your winnings by 10. We could turn $1,500 into $15,000. Now, the bonus question, it is fifth grade.
I heard it's real, you know.
Yeah, if you watch the show, they're usually not simple questions. Let me show you the subject.
Okay.
You get to use no cheats, none of your classmates on this one. The subject of today's fifth grade bonus question is this. English. Fifth grade English.
Forget about it. I'm not even going to attempt to, because I almost failed English in high school, so I'm not even going to attempt to do that. It's impossible for me.
So would you
I'm going to drop out, take
gonna drop out, take the money. Nice recovery there at the end.
Thank
we had
so
that little hiccup.
Yep.
You finished strong.
Daddy.
Now, before you leave us, and let me tell you, there's no shame in this. There is a
I
long
know.
Line of people that have had to make this statement. Anything you would like to throw out there to the world?
I'm Joey Fatone, and I'm not smarter than a fifth grader.
I'm not either. We'll see you, everybody. Take care.
If it was in the 70s, then obviously they had color pictures.
No, they did not.
Well, you weren't born then.
I don't care.
Brianna, what year were you born?
2001.
Oh, my gosh. I've got underwear older than that.